The fight for the future is now. This is the War Room
with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
The Republic is coming apart at the seams.
A defiant paddleboarder found himself in over his head in hot water when sheriff's deputies surrounded him near Malibu Pier.
Ain't breaking no law, ain't selling no drugs. I'm just preaching the word of God. And look at all these police cars here.
Get the f*** off.
Yeah.
Get the f*** off my f***ing leg, huh?
Right.
Get the f*** off.
Get the
The sign at Donaldson Park says closed, but in smaller print says, in groups of no more than four persons, parks remain open for walking, hiking, biking, running, and similar activities. Matt was just there with his wife and six-year-old. He says it was the officers who were violating social distancing guidelines.
During this whole contact, you know, none of the officers had masks on, none of them had gloves on, you know, and they're in my face handcuffing me, they're touching me.
I certainly don't think it's appropriate for a father to be handcuffed in front of his family.
All in the name of a new normal which defies our inalienable rights and is plunging the U.S. into a recession. Once the facts are laid bare, couldn't those aggressively pushing for it be committing open treason? It's enough to make Attorney General Barr shudder at the long-term consequences.
Generally speaking, there are occasions where liberties have to be restricted during certain emergency, such as war, or in this case, a potentially devastating pandemic. But they have to be balanced. Whatever steps you take have to be balanced against the civil liberties of the American people, and it cannot be used as an excuse for broad deprivations of liberty. So as things proceed, you know, we're going to be interested in both what the federal government is imposing and also making sure that that's justified, but also what the states do.
Once this is over, will we analyze the globalist Hail Mary pass to take out Trump and American economic success after all of the Russiagate impeachment nonsense? Or will we face a new wave of attacks as the Department of Homeland Security has eerily predicted? Politico reported the Department of Homeland Security has warned the faith-based community that the threat of attacks against houses of worship may be higher once religious services resume due to stressors caused by the coronavirus pandemic. Is this truly a threat, or is it a threat against the First Amendment? And now, as all 50 states are under a major disaster declaration for the first time in U.S. history, the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis President Neel Kashkari has declared that without an effective vaccine for the coronavirus, the U.S. economy could face 18 months of rolling shutdowns.
Whether it's healthcare policymakers, fiscal policymakers, which means Congress, or the Federal Reserve, we should all be erring on the side of overreacting to try to avoid the worst economic outcomes.
As those in power now increase that power as elections are put on hold, this new normal is merely the new world order in sheep's clothing. John Bound reporting.
And of course, that John Bound report and all the powerful John Bound reports can be found at band.video, as well as all the other great reports from Greg Reese, Caitlin Bennett, Paul Joseph Watson, Savannah Hernandez, the great team at band.video with the new channels that we have there for you, of course, in response to the total censorship. And I'm going to try my best when I come back in the next segment to tie it all together and to make sense of it and to give you my major realization over the weekend, which was an obvious one. We already knew it, but we have to say these things. We have to speak these truths in the universe so that it can be understood widely. And then the other puzzle pieces that I picked up from the floor that I remembered, let's not forget about these major puzzle pieces, and let's see if they fit into this larger picture. And so all that is coming up. Plus, I'm going to take a lot of calls today. No guests. You are the guests today on the War Room where we open up the phone lines. That and more coming up next on the InfoWars War Room. gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday, April 13th, 2020. Hope everybody had a great Easter weekend. We're back live on the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com, broadcasting live at band.video. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer, with you for the next 3 hours. Now, coming up today, no guests, so we're going to take a lot of phone calls, but I got a ton of news that I'm going to get to all of it. Let's get to Doc Cam. I'm going to get to all of this news, and then we're going to open up the phone lines. I can almost guarantee you we'll have breaking news in the next 3 hours. I mean, if I was a betting man, I mean, we're talking 99% chance there's going to be breaking news before we're off air. President Trump is going to be having another coronavirus task force press conference, as if we haven't had enough of those, with Fauci the fraud and Birx the brickhead, the scarf lady, the dingbat. As if we haven't seen enough of them, we'll be getting a little bit more of them today as well. But here's what I want to do in the first segment. With a major realization I had this weekend, really it was this morning, when I was just compiling and compressing data coming in. And then the puzzle pieces that I picked up off the floor that are now on the table, seeing if they fit into the bigger picture. But let me first tell you the realization. Now, we live in very complex times. This goes without saying, but it's an important task to stay focused on certain issues, to break them down, and to get a better understanding of them. So when we look at the current status, the current relations of the United States and China, we have to understand that historically this has been a power struggle for years, and we're really finally reaching the head of this. And what really, I think, was the jolt of electricity that made me realize this, that we already knew this, but it needed to be said today. It needs to be repeated. It needs to be a mainstream point, a mainstream talking point narrative. It hit me today when I logged on to Twitter this morning and I had literal Chinese propaganda being promoted. Now, I'm on there, and what am I seeing? Oh, if you're familiar with Steve Bannon or Kareem Hassan, you know that they host a show also called The War Room. And so they've been hitting hard China the last week. Well, I saw that Steve Bannon and Raheem Kassan's War Room were banned. And then what do I see? Literal Chinese propaganda promoted on my timeline. And I tweeted it out today with the screenshot, and everybody started replying. I saw the same thing. I saw the same thing. I saw the same thing. And in this Chinese lady's bio, she literally says globalist. Now, take that as far as you'd like, but the point is, I'm getting promoted Chinese propaganda, and I'm getting censored American news media. And so it's the same thing. Redundantly in my head, I'm thinking, oh, look, they're censoring news and promoting Chinese communist propaganda. And it's like, well, yeah, they've been doing this. But see, this is all face value, surface level stuff. If you're in a time of war, what is one of the first things your enemy is going to do? It's going to sabotage your transmissions. It's going to sabotage your communications. It's going to destroy your satellite uplinks. It's going to make it impossible for you to communicate with your fellow, whatever it is, troops, Americans, you fill it in. The point is, in times of war, your enemy sabotages your communications. Now, I don't know what's going on. at all these social media companies at the very top. Agents of China, agents of Obama. Is it all the same? Is it all the same thread? But it's clear now, when you have the same messaging being banned, and I don't even want to make it a thing like, okay, yeah, the war room got banned on Twitter 2 years ago. Like this war room, which was banned before Bannon even started his war room. But see, it's not about that. It's about, in times of war, your enemy is going to sabotage your communications. So, of course, InfoWars is getting banned everywhere. Of course, Steve Bannon, who calls out China, is getting banned everywhere. Of course, they're banning Mike Cernovich's hoaxed documentary. Of course, they're banning all this. These are the enemy. Now, the problem that we have is they don't wave a flag. The only symbolism they have is their subliminal messaging. The only symbolism they have is the symbolism of their shadow secret societies. The only flag that we can identify any of these traits to is China, because they've clearly allied with China. But when you're getting Chinese propaganda pushed into your feed on the internet, and yet Americans with a pro-America truth message are being censored, that's when the alarm goes off, folks. That's the red flag. That's the sign. That's when things should click. We're at war. It's not your old 20th century, 19th century, blow the bejeebies out of everything you can war. It's quiet, silent wars. It's quiet wars with silent weapons. It's silent wars with quiet weapons. These are government documents. That's what's going on. And we've reached this new pinnacle with the coronavirus of control. Shutting you down, censoring everything, collapsing the economy, doing anything they want to do. I got other news coming up. How they plan to rig the votes. That's been more clear than ever. They want to force vaccinate you. They openly admit that now. But you have to understand, and my biggest challenge here is because I can't point the finger. Yeah, we can talk about China all day long. That's one element of this. But we'd be foolish to be so archaic thinking that China stands alone as an enemy here. No, China is definitely an element. China, in an archaic form, with the flag, with their political structure, is an enemy. But it's deeper than that. It wasn't you or I that sold out to China. Who was it? And so when you see Chinese propaganda promoted on your social media while American news media is being banned and censored, folks, you have to understand this is the sign of the times. These industries have been compromised. These tech agencies have been compromised. Your country is under attack. The reason why your communication is being sabotaged is because you're under attack. You are at war. The reason why InfoWars is being sabotaged and attacked and censored is because we're at war. I don't know what else I can say. I don't know what else I can do to get you to understand this. And I guess the other frustration is the audience mostly already understands this. I'll open up the phone line today and everybody see, they'll say the same thing. But how does President Trump, or how do we, the United States citizens, wake up our fellow brothers, wake up our fellow sisters to see this? Be like, hey, do you see that Twitter's promoting Chinese propaganda while censoring Americans? Do you see what's going on here? Are you awake yet? Like, hello, this is a siren. This is a red flag.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're dealing with enemies foreign and domestic right now. It's never been more clear. And you better believe that right now you are at war. And you better act accordingly. This is 21st century warfare. This is cultural warfare. This is the freely exchanging ideas warfare. This is you deciding you're a sovereign citizen warfare versus being a shut-in when the government tells you. This is you not allowing rigged voting warfare. It's all of it, folks. It's all happening right now. And so people better realize real quick, we're not fighting a coronavirus here. We're fighting the Chinese communists and we're fighting the American deep state, just like we have at every turn in the bend since Donald J. Trump decided he was going to run for president. And they've now shown their colors. Before I get into that, folks, I got to tell you. Last week, sometimes I take time off from drinking InfoWars coffee, and I'll drink the Turbo Force because I know I'm going to work out that night. But I haven't drank the InfoWars coffee in probably about 4 or 5 days. I got a fresh brew today. My goodness. Just reminds me how good it is. The Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee at InfoWarsStore.com. A household item, folks. Why not shop with the good guys? Get your coffee at InfoWarsStore.com. And look, you got to understand the position we're in here in this war as they're shutting down all the other troops, all the other patriots, all the other Paul Revere's, censoring them off social media. Well, InfoWars has been around long enough, and what we've built, what you've built, is big enough that we can still get around the censorship and still reach a mass audience. Would it be 10 times as big if we had that access? Of course, they know that. That's why they shut us down. But you keep us afloat. You keep us on air. You make it all possible. You've built this by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com for the great products like the coffee, the air filters, the emergency food supplies, all the great supplements. And, you know, it really is crazy. And again, I'm just not at liberty to get too deep into this for reasons you can estimate here. But I mean, folks, it is a full frontal attack. They're going after your consciousness. They're going after your soul. They're going after your spirit. They're going after your health. They don't even want you to get access to products that are known to help your immune system, help you stay healthy. And they're trying to shut us down for that. And that's all I can say right now. So please continue to support us at InfoWarsStore.com. I know times are tough. And so you may not be able to afford the elite supplements like you usually can when you've been working, like the DNA Force Plus. Maybe not get the air filter, which is the best air filter for the money, that's on sale, 30% off the Alexa Pure Breeze at InfoWarsStore.com. But hey, the coffee is cheap. Everybody's still drinking coffee. It's the best tasting coffee that I can get. Everybody here loves it. That's one way you can support us. Keep drinking coffee. Keep supporting us here at InfoWars. And you've seen what we've put out, and there's no signs of relent. In fact, last week I went so hard, I was so burnt out at the end of Friday, which was really a good thing. I just thought to myself, I was like, hey, you know, just don't burn yourself out too much this week. And then this morning I woke up, I was like, already had two live streams in mind. And I was like, no, just relax, do your due diligence, dig into some of this stuff. Don't go flying away, firing at the hip. You just can't help it, folks. But the crew's diligence here every day, their never relent attitude. So we're fully in battering mode as we enter these crazy times. Now, let me just hold off on getting to this news and explaining to you how they've really, I mean, they Toto pulled the curtain back a long time ago, but just like in The Wizard of Oz, when Toto first pulls the curtain back, the wizard is still up there cranking the machinery, hitting the buttons, tries to pull the curtain back. Toto pulls it again, cranks the machine, hits the light. Oh, it's not me. Look over there. Well, we're getting to the point now where the wizard is, well, stopping cranking the levers and pushing the buttons and trying to pull the curtain back. Now the wizard's actually just turning around and pulling out the gifts out of the bag. No, not to help you get a brain. No, not to help you get a heart. No, not to help you find courage. In fact, the exact opposite. It's the forced vaccines. It's the shutdown of the economy. It's the you're not a free sovereign citizen. That's what it is. Yeah, so this is the stage they've been in. Like, oh, no, you're not looking at the wizard here. Oh, no, not me. You're like, wait, whoa, hold on a second now. That's... So we just kept pulling the curtain back. Well, now the curtain's off the rungs. It's down. There's no hiding. We know it's the wizard now. And so the wizard's stepping out and saying, okay, you caught me, but I got gifts for you. I got gifts for you. It's forced vaccinations. It's economic collapse. It's your city's becoming a third world hellhole. Free all the prisoners. That's the gifts for you. Total tyranny, electronic surveillance grid in real time, forced vaccinations, microchips. Yes, look at this beautiful forced vaccination for you, Sonny Jim. Oh, yes, don't you love it? Yes. Oh, I think I do love it, because now I'm not scared. You've relieved me of all my fears. Oh, my gosh. Just like the Pied Piper. See who these people are? And so it's called, it's all coming out about Fauci working with Gates and Fauci working with Obama. And Fauci knew all about hydroxychloroquine. He knew all about it. He knew all about the COVID-19. He knew all about the Wuhan Biolab. It's all coming out. All of it. The guy is a damn traitor. But don't worry. Don't you worry, that whack-a-mole, he'll hide right back into the dirt hole he crawled out of in about 2 months, and then it'll start being the Kissingers and the Soroses, and then they'll start doing television interviews. Oh, yeah. And then they'll start having press conferences. Well, they'll get Janet Yellen or somebody up there to tell you about how you're going to be poor and broke and enslaved forever if you just don't be poor and broke and enslaved forever and let them take care of you. So when we come back, I'm going to show you the stories, ladies and gentlemen, that exhibit the wizard is no longer trying to hide behind the curtain anymore. Okay? We've already been through that phase. Pretending the wizard wasn't exposed, pretending that they can still draw the curtain back, pretending that they're not the wizard. No, no, no. We've identified the wizard. The curtain is now down on the ground. The rungs are broke. And the wizard is coming out with gifts. And it's total surveillance, 5G zapping you, and forced vaccinations.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
If you are receiving this transmission,
you are the resistance.
This
is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. Here are the wizards of the New World Order exposing themselves. Here are the wizards of anti-human globalism exposing themselves. Now, there's a story in the Federalist that briefly gets into this. The headline's very telling. The coronavirus is exposing the little tyrants all over the country. And of course, you can imagine what this is about. But see, the big tyrants are the ones I'm looking at. Now, if this doesn't unintentionally tell you everything you need to know about the coronavirus response. I don't know what will. From David Korn of the RAG, the butt wipe publishing company, David Korn. Yes, that David Korn, the corn poopy producer of news, says, America, this is your president during a pandemic, reviewing cable news shows. Thank you, Trump voters. You all share responsibility for the deaths of thousands of Americans. Oh, bing, ding dong, there it is. So even though it was Trump and his base of supporters, let me tell you how frustrating this is. When all of this first came out, I can tell you the four names, the four big names in media, and of course, you know, the people associated them in their circle, who were also the first people to support Trump in 2015. Isn't that ironic? Or come out with support for Trump. The same four people were calling for the borders to be shut down amid this outbreak. Isn't that ironic? Who am I talking about? Alex Jones, Michael Savage, Ann Coulter, and Mike Cernovich. I even remember giving speeches in D.C., interviewing Dr. Boyle and all these people in early February and even January, talking about how we have to shut down flights and close the border from China specifically. Now, the same four people that were calling for that, of course, were laughed at. Just like they were laughed at when they said that Trump would probably be the next president. Oh, isn't that funny? But so that's like, that never happened. Trump never said we need to, actually, Trump did shut travel down from China. He was called a racist. And then remember Pelosi and Schumer and everybody comes out and says, oh, go to Chinatown to show that we're not racist. So Trump's support base at the beginning of the Trump movement all said shut down the borders. Criticized, laughed at, ridiculed. Trump then comes out after listening to these same voices, with Tucker Carlson too, by the way, comes out and says, okay, I should shut down the border with China. I'm going to at least do that. Shuts down flights, shuts down travel from China. Again, what happens? Democrats, he's racist. How dare you? Fauci doing interviews, Pelosi doing interviews. Don't worry, nothing to see here. Don't worry, no reason to panic. Well, then what happened? Well, they started to panic, didn't they? They started the panic, they shut everything down, and then what did they do? This is everything you need to know, folks. You all share responsibility for the deaths of thousands of Americans. I cannot say fuck you louder than I possibly could right now to David Korn. So fuck you. Excuse me. But do you realize what they're doing here? See, they're trying to make you their slaves, folks, and they're blaming all of it on Trump, and they're blaming all of it on you. When if they would have listened to us from the beginning, we wouldn't be dealing with any of this crap. Oh, but they know that, and that's why they censor, and that's why they demonize. Because they know that if you would listen to us, they know that if the White House would listen to us, we wouldn't be dealing with this crap. But pieces of human crap like David Korn want you to believe that this is somehow Trump's fault or somehow Trump voters' fault. And again, I cannot say you loud enough. Oh, here we go. The mask is coming off the globalist wizard. How could you even explain this? Andrew Cuomo's daughter is 100% fact checked. Andrew Cuomo's daughter has picture of Che Guevara, communist dictator, in her living room. Do you see who these people are? These are communist, murdering communist psychopaths praising Che Guevara, blaming their enemies for everything they know they've done. You've never met a more sick group of people, folks. These people are worse than Hitler. The reason why they sit here and they call Trump Hitler is because they want you to have that archaic memory of the bad man, the world's bad man that they decide, and then somehow project that onto Trump. No, these people are worse than Hitler. I could sit here all day and break down the hypocrisy of these people. But let's just let them expose themselves. So David Corn, known lying fraud who wants to use the coronavirus to destroy Trump. That's what they all want to do. David Corn is the voice of the leftist media talking point, leftist narrative talking point media. It is David Corn. He's projecting to you what they're doing. The whole entire coronavirus thing was meant to get Trump. Do you get it? That's why they're blaming everything on Trump now. So yeah, oh, no, Trump's bad. He's racist. He's all this stuff. Trump tries to do the right thing. See, but the average American doesn't have a memory and lives in 30-second cycles. So they know they can run all these campaigns at the same time. It doesn't matter how hypocritical they are. And then you see Cuomo, daughter's a trained commie, praises Che Guevara. Pope Francis pushes for universal basic income. Boom, bing, bang, the Pope. Also, worldwide commie, globalist commie. Senator Dianne Feinstein, she feels bad for Iran and wants Iran to receive immediate emergency funds from the IMF. Oh, yes. All together now, class, globalist, anti-American scum, Dianne Feinstein, caught with a Chinese spy who drove her around, rode around in the car with her for 20 years. Do you not see who these people are yet? Do we not see who we're dealing with yet? Censoring pro-American information, censoring you from getting information, from being able to make informed decisions, whether it's about health, politics, anything, but then promoting Chinese propaganda. And, you know, we'll see if they attack Alex Jones for calling for death to these traitors. But that's what they deserve. Otherwise, it's never going to stop. At least arrest some people. They're all operating under the same wing, folks. We could have started arresting Obama and the deep state year one, and we would not be dealing with this, guaranteed. There would be no economic shutdown. There'd be no years of spending millions of dollars on a fake Russian collusion story. There'd be no years of a fake impeachment trial. There'd be none of it, folks. It'd just be booming economy, American renaissance, American freedom, American production, American economy. But we don't get any of that. No. See, because they're still in charge, and they're letting you know that they're still in charge now by releasing their virus, blaming you, blaming Trump, and then making you a slave to stay inside, collapsing your economy, forcing a vaccine, telling you have to get one to leave your house or engage in commerce or engage in business. This is where we're at. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. The wizards of globalism exposed.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
To do two things here before I bear down in this news and open up the phone lines. There are a lot of difficult things that we have to tell you here at InfoWars just because simply nobody else will. And I'm going to say it to you right now because I want you to be aware of this because I think it's going to become a leading story the rest of this month as the coronavirus hoax has been exposed. But the globalist and Chinese propaganda will do everything to continue it, to keep us shut down, to collapse our economy to whatever ends they desire. And again, it was the same thing this morning. I was going to do a live stream and I told myself, just slow down, really look into some of this other stuff, try to make connections instead of just doing all these live streams and then getting in studio at 3 and just kind of firing from the hip. But one of the things I noticed today, and I'm predicting that this is going to become something that we all need to be aware of, and you're kind of seeing this already with some of the videos that people are realizing are fake or fraudulent, you know, that go viral and people realize it's a hoax. But it's going to be worse than that, folks. Now, I can't really put my finger on what's truly behind this, and that's how it's designed to be. But, folks, beware in the very near future and potentially for the long future. Twitter accounts that are fake accounts being used to push a narrative and to cement a narrative, even though these are not even real people, not even real accounts, but they'll have the appearance of real people, they have the appearance of a real account, and then they'll get a big viral tweet that seems to solidify some sort of globalist Chinese propaganda. Now, I could go into example by example of this, but that's risky. But when you look at it from a large aggregate, it's obvious, folks. And what I did today was I went to the hashtag Fire Fauci or hashtag Save Fauci. They were both trending. Fire Fauci was trending, and then Save Fauci came out of nowhere and trend. But I learned something about this. Almost every Twitter account that was standing up for Fauci was either, I mean, I would say 90% of them were fake, just literally fake bot accounts, you could tell. And then the other 10% of them were literally the most brainwashed, deluded, leftist, hysterical freaks with the pronouns in the bio and the gay rainbow and unicorn and all the other indoctrinating stuff, just fully on board, just fully brainwashed. Whatever propaganda they get that tells them to hate Trump or hate America, whatever, they're bought, they're on board. They have no more free will, no more free thought. But that was only 10%. I'm telling you, folks, it's 90% fake bots. 90% fake bots. And do not take Twitter's word at this saying, oh, they're blocking that out. No, they're not. They're probably actively promoting it, may even be behind it. Folks, when you have Americans getting censored on social media, when you have Americans getting censored on Twitter for what? For nobody even knows why. They just censored, again, another war room that was out there with Steve Bannon and Raheem Kassam. I need to make sure I'm saying his name right. I think I constantly missay it. But anyway, they host a show. They get banned off Twitter. Why? Because they spoke out against China. You can go on Twitter right now and find the worst material ever. You ask the average person, what's the worst material you can find on the internet? They'll tell you porn. Porn's for 18 plus. Guess what? Anybody can go on Twitter right now and find any porn that they want. I'm not going to prove this to you for obvious reasons. Oh, but if you dare go on Twitter and say that the Chinese have a bioweapons lab and the virus came out of this lab and then the Chinese lied about it and spread it to the world, well, you get banned even though that's critical information. But you see, Twitter was never meant. Let me explain this. The internet was never supposed to be the tool for the revolution. The internet was supposed to be the tool for the total enslavement, which serves both purposes now. But folks, here's the key. See, they use your general consciousness and morals against you. So when you see some Twitter account talking about their poppy dying of coronavirus and it's Trump's fault, or, you know, someone says their mammy had coronavirus and Trump wouldn't let them get this or that, it's probably fake, folks. And it's even more probably fake when you see 10,000 retweets, 20,000 likes on an account that has 100 followers. So I'm telling you, get ready for that. That's the big thing coming. Because notice this. Oh, and by the way, I have all the videos. More hospital war zone dance routines going on. If you guys want to fire those away, go ahead. So you see, oh, and not only that, because we're not getting any footage of overwhelmed hospitals. We're getting the exact opposite. So what do they do to defeat that? They send out their little leftist minions and they start doing dance videos. And now they're all doing it. And you've seen dozens of these routine dance videos that are clearly choreographed and scripted in the hospital and all their protective equipment. But are you seeing any videos of the war zones? Are you seeing any videos of the overwhelmed hospital rooms and beds and everything? Oh, yeah, you are. Except it's not from the United States of America. It's from Italy. And I wouldn't be surprised if we find out down the road that area in the hospital wasn't even from a coronavirus outbreak. It could have been from years ago and some stock footage they were using. Would you really be that surprised? I wouldn't be. Dan Bongino caught him. CBS uses Italian hospital footage when talking about U.S. again. Again. Caught faking news doesn't stop them. They're at war against you. See, and that's our problem. They know they're at war. They have a mission statement. They have an agenda. Destroy America. Enslave its people. Everything follows. We don't have an agenda. We don't know we're at war. We're sitting here clap-trapping around. We don't even know what the hell's going on half the time. Again, not talking about this audio, speaking about the larger aggregate of America. So we're confused. We don't know what's going on. They know what's going on. It's destroy America by any means necessary. And they're doing it. Show them fake news. Tell them they're dying. I know one person that's had coronavirus. One. And see, all the big media people that can actively put out their feelers and find out, yeah, they might know two or three or hear about five or six even. But that's because they're looking around every corner and they can still barely find anybody. And then they'll use the one real story or the two or three real stories. They say, yeah, but look at this. Look at how the disgust you have. You're so insensitive. No, I'm a realist. Seattle Armony built field hospital. It's coming down. Didn't see a single patient. The Navy ships that they sent out saw less than 1,000 patients combined. So I'm telling you, the big hoax is on, ladies and gentlemen. It is on. Oh, and I just love it too, because see, the people that want to follow along with this whole coronavirus quarantine thing, like it's a trend that gets them on the winning team if they go along with it. They're going to try to make you feel bad for the death rates or for any of this stuff. Folks, do not fall for that, okay? That's going to be the tactic. Do not fall for that. People die all the time, okay? It's sad. Nobody's out here celebrating death, but so we're supposed to just this is it for America now? The coronavirus comes around and we're just saying, oh, we're done. Oh, I'm going to feel bad if I say something negative about this or calling it a hoax or something. I can't do that because then I'll be told I'm bad and I'll be blamed. Don't fall for that fear. When you see a bunch of fake videos or fake tweets about their mammy or pappy dying, understand it's probably fake. Look into the account. I'm telling you, they're pulling this hoax off. They're going to go next level now, folks, because their hoax has been exposed. Nobody's buying this coronavirus panic-demic. People aren't buying it anymore. And don't worry, I know the people are, oh, Owen, you can't say that. It's deadly. Oh, Owen, don't say that. People are dying. Oh, Owen, we need to have the quarantine. Oh. You know what? If you want to quarantine and you want to live in fear, go ahead. And if you want to take that side of history that says, yep, I went along with the coronavirus panic-demic, and then America dies after that, is that what you want your legacy to be too, on the side of America dies? Not me. No. So we'll take the slings and arrows like we normally do here at InfoWars. But I'm telling you, folks, get ready for next level hoaxes to try to save this coronavirus pandemic because it's falling apart at the seams.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show. Making talk radio great again. It's The War Room.
With Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
If you were the president of the United States, how would you stop an impending global takeover when many of the conspirators hide inside your own government? Remember, you need legally obtained evidence of actual crimes. Otherwise, the lamestream media will say you're a dictator and the Democrat swamp creatures will push for another bogus impeachment. We are quite literally watching a bio-warfare drama play out before us, which my sources predicted would happen back in 2018. And for clarification, this individual was not a U.S. intelligence source. Rather, this came from an individual who worked for G7 security, specifically related to biological weapons, and participated in biological weapons theater that was ongoing in 2018.
The creation and intentional release of the Clade X virus.
We can't retreat from the rest of the world.
Continuity of government here cannot be overestimated.
A federal quarantine of this scale is unprecedented.
The question everywhere, when will there be a vaccine?
Bill Gates has helped to fight AIDS, tuberculosis, and malaria. He announced that his project called CEPI will go to preparing for the next great epidemic.
A new way of building vaccines that could let us develop in less than a year a novel vaccine.
To understand who is behind this, let's remember that oftentimes the deep state uses cart before the horse tactics. So let's start with solutions. Who's offering them? When, why, and what are they? The name Bill Gates stands out because he seems to be the tether tying this whole scheme together. Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates, whose foundation has pledged billions of dollars towards manufacturing possible vaccines for the novel coronavirus. Is atheist Bill Gates a prophet, or did he have advanced knowledge of a tyrannical rollout? Anyone else find it coincidental that Dr. Fauci is on the leadership council for the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation? Recognize her from the coronavirus task force briefings? Dr. Deborah Brix, well, looky here. Her daughter, Laura Brix, works for the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Well, here's another interesting coincidence. The Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security, in partnership with the World Health Economic Forum and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, hosted Event 201.
The high-level simulation exercise for pandemic preparedness and response, hosted by Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security, the World Economic Forum, and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
A high-level pandemic exercise on October 18th, 2019 in New York, New York. The Johns Hopkins Center has been the primary data source for tracking coronavirus cases. Many U.S. outlets reference them, and the Trump administration uses their data sources to make important decisions regarding the nation's welfare. So, turns out, Johns Hopkins and the World Health Organization have been padding their numbers. Wow, another coincidence.
Why in the world would they be sending you out information to fill out death certificates, whether the person's been diagnosed with COVID-19 or not, but then to say in the death certificate this person's death was caused by COVID-19? That does not sound right to me.
And so this is concerning, and it actually gets to your point, Chris. When we start talking about the data that goes into the modeling, we have to ask ourselves a question. Are we being forthright?
And let's say the virus called you to go to the ICU and then have a heart or kidney problem. The intent is right now that those, if someone dies with COVID-19, we are counting that as a COVID-19 death.
So with that being said, why would they want to skew the number of deaths due to COVID-19?
Well, fear is a great way to control people. Fear is a great way to control people.
Bill Gates has become the World Health
All right, the full Millie Weaver report can be found at band.video. We will be right back. Total power achieved! Yes! Here's what I do, folks. I come on here 3 hours a day, and I lob about 500 alley-oops. And then it's up to you to slam dunk them home. And you know what? A lot of times you do, and we change the world. And so during the break, it was just sent to me. Someone heard the last segment about me predicting how we're going to see a bunch of fake Twitter accounts claiming their mommy and pappy died of corona. Well, somebody happened to find one on the break. At Poppy Culture 181, I'm on my way to pick up my dead husband's body. ER physician, front line. Someone went back and looked at her tweets. Well, apparently, her husband was already dead, according to her own Twitter account. So her husband just dies whenever it's politically convenient for her on Twitter. And guess what? The tweet of her taking her dead husband, her picking up her dead husband's body, went viral. I'm telling you, folks, we caught it. It didn't even take an hour. Folks, I'm telling you, this is the real information. This is the American intelligence, human intelligence operation right here. That's why they're shutting it down. We have their playbook. We're calling out every damn play. It's like if I have the opposition's playbook in football and I know every play they're going to run, well, what are they going to do? They're going to try to get me off the field. They're going to try to sideline me. They don't want me out there. So just not even an hour after I told you this was going on, someone came out there and found it. I think I'm sick. I really do. I really think I'm sick getting proven right so quickly like that. But it's not even that. It's like slamming an NBA championship alley-oop dunk home. That's what it's like. So it's like, yeah, my adrenaline is going. Because I know what they're doing, and I just want to defeat them. And it's so easy. It's like this whole debate that's going on right now. New York Times, states largely have authority over when to shut down or reopen. But New York Magazine, Trump claims unconstitutional power to overrule stay-at-home orders. Folks, I got news for you. Neither Trump nor the federal government or the executive branch or state governments, local branches, guess what? None of them have the authority. None of them. Not a single one. Only you have that authority. And so we sit here and we have these debates over something that's not even real. So, okay, panicdemic over the coronavirus. And then that gives them some unauthorized power to tell me I can't leave my house or engage in commerce or engage in business or engage in travel. No. But see, they take the origin, which is a hoax to begin with, and then they spin it into these other hoax arguments just to set the precedent. Like, oh, you're over here panicked over the coronavirus hoax. And so then they do a head fake like, yeah, coronavirus, and then doop, and then it's, nope, you don't have any freedom. It's like, oh, coronavirus. Oh, no freedom for you. It's like, oh my gosh, coronavirus. It's like, oh, forced vaccine. Spy grid. 3 billion, 100,000 trillion stimulus. And you're over here like, what the? Hold on a second. I've been sitting at home for a month. Healthier than ever. And what did I just get? 5G surveillance grid in real time? Forced vaccinations? $5 gajillion stimulus? Wait, what? For a month? It's like, oh, coronavirus, forced vaccinations. It's like, whoa, coronavirus, you can't leave your house. What the? Coronavirus, 5G, surveillance grid all the time. Oh, and you're still trying to figure out what the hell is going on. And then you just turn, it's like, you just do a 360. You're just like, oh, it's like, oh, coronavirus. Yes. Oh, forced vaccinations. Oh, total spy grid. Oh, I'm not free anymore. Oh, I can't have an economy. Oh, I can't run a business. Oh, I get nothing. And then you sit here and you say, well, wait a second. Whoa. Hold on. What is this all about? You're trying to catch your wind. You're still like woozy. You just took like 5 Mike Tyson haymakers and you're still just woozy. And you're just like, what just happened to me? Oh my gosh. Wait, what is this all about? The coronavirus? Hold on a second. What's going on here? Is it coronavirus? Okay. Let me see some of this coronavirus stuff. And then see, And then what do they see? Nurses and doctors dancing at the hospitals with fat booties and all their protective gear. And you're scratching your head. You're like, what? This is a war zone? Oh, but the testing facilities and the drive-up testing and, oh, I'm sure these hospitals are overcrowded. I'll just go check it out for myself. And then thousands of Americans go to the hospitals and the testing centers and they see nothing. The Navy ships they sent out for relief, already shut down. The field camps that the military set up outside of hospitals, already shut down. No patients. So you're like, what? But before you can even sit your feet on the ground over what the heck's going on over coronavirus, you just got raped 10 times. And you're just, what? Well, that's where we're at. That's where we're at. And you know, I didn't even get to the other puzzle pieces. So here's what I'm going to do. Because this is just, it's just so typical. I get into this mindset and I just unload all the stuff that's on my mind and on my soul instead of just being focused and diligent and getting into this news. So I really need to do that. But let me just tell you something, folks. There's a bigger story happening here. The coronavirus is the big distraction. It's the big tool. Okay? And I haven't made all the connections yet. I was having a discussion with Greg Reese about some of this stuff, and then he came back to me with some of his after research. And Greg just puts out the most powerful, 4 or 5 minutes just like hammering it home. Like I'm like long-winded. I need like an hour to get this stuff out that Greg Reese puts in like a 5-minute video. He's so focused and concise and just like a haymaker, one hit a quitta. I'm like a flurry, like a bevy, just like nonstop. And then it's just like, but okay. Let's just remember a couple things here because I think it's all going to come out maybe that they're all tied into one another, folks. And I have a very, very bad feeling about this. I have a very, very bad feeling about this just based off what we know. Now, I'm going to wind the clocks back a little bit for you here. But remember, we were having Navy vessels running into one another in the ocean multiple times. Do you recall this? This is unheard of, nearly impossible unless there is sabotage either from within or from outside. Now, there were never any conclusions on this, at least for public consumption. The only thing people could reason was that because of the appointees that Obama made that had no experience, all of a sudden the Navy was just falling apart at the seams, ships crashing into one another, the infrastructure just failing, and all of this stuff. Now, remember that. Then you also had, at U.S. embassies in Puerto Rico and other places, people just dropping, seizing up. Nobody knows what's going on. They were wondering, is it a sound weapon? Is it a radio beam? What is the deal with people just dropping nearly dead, seizing up out of nowhere? So you've got that going on. Is that tied into the 5G? A sound weapon, a radio weapon, a frequency weapon? So you've got all these Navy ships crashing into one another. Nobody seems to know what the hell's going on. You have the Navy Captain Crozier relieved of duty on the Navy ship trying to dock his vessel going against chain of command. And then as soon as he comes out and leaks and loses his job, the USS Theodore Roosevelt docks, and then China goes rolling right in, right back into that South China Sea. Now that's a little bit too convenient for me. And then, folks, the fact that Chinese Huawei 5G was rejected into the U.S. by Trump, and now they're trying to shove it into France's face. Not to mention the potential 5G connection to the cruise liners and these Navy ships. Folks, something fishy is going on.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
I really really don't even know what to do right now. I guess I can just get into the news, but folks, we're literally in a war for the future of America right now. And where it stands right now, America's in the grave. We're in our coffin, and the dirt is being shoveled over us. Now, we're not actually dead, but we've been in a coma, and we've atrophied, so we're struggling to get up. We're struggling to get out of the coffin. We're struggling to even get back to the ground to beat the living you-know-what out of the people that did this to us. But the more they hoax us, the more they put us in fear, the more they run all these anti-American propaganda campaigns and shove this down our throat, the weaker we get unless we stand up and call it out for what it is. We have to put fear behind us. See, everyone's so afraid to say the coronavirus is a hoax because, there is a real virus going around, but everyone's afraid to call it a hoax because they're so afraid that someone will say, oh, that death is on you. What about those deaths? Did you see the TV broadcast coverage? And again, folks, I'm beginning to get very suspicious right now. I'm beginning to get very suspicious right now because I realize how serious this is. And how it goes well beyond my pay grade. But have certain people that are still in the military been compromised by China? Mm-hmm. Now, again, folks, I was just laying all these puzzle pieces out with Greg Reese to see what he could make of it. But it's already well known. They put it out, folks. The cruise liner ships where these coronavirus patients were being held, they all had just released and put on board their ship brand new 5G technology. But there's nothing to see here, Schroyer. There's nothing to see here. Wait a second. Hold on. I point out the fact that these cruise ships that had these coronavirus outbreaks have 5G technology. I point out the fact that every time someone goes to a hospital to show the war zone, we see nothing except dancing nurse videos. I point out those facts, and I'm supposed to be, and I get fear-mongered? Yeah, but this virus is deadly. Don't mess with this virus, Owen. Don't mess with this virus. No, you know what you're really telling me? Don't mess with the mainstream news. That's what you're really telling me. You don't give a damn about some virus. You'd be complaining about cancer. You'd be complaining about all this other deadly stuff. No, you're telling me to be afraid of the mainstream news. That's what this is. The mainstream news is going to make this the deadliest virus ever, Schroyer, and you'll look really stupid then. Will I? Well, guess what? I won't be free anymore. I won't live in America anymore. So what's the point? What more do I have to be afraid of? See, this is my point. I just end up ranting. It's just, I can get to all the news and prove all of my points. But it's like, this is where we're at. I guess the challenge, you know what? What is really motivating this if you're listening to me? What is motivating me here today to bring you this message? Ladies and gentlemen, what I'm afraid of is that people that you trust, that you assume are American patriots, are deliberately misleading you here because they've been enemy agents in place posing as Trump supporters this whole time so that they could flick the switch on something and have your trust as soon as the time would come. And I feel like we're at that point. And I'm very afraid that this is what we're dealing with now. And it's going to be rough. The fog is so thick, you can't even see your hand in front of your face type of a war now. And so you don't want to swing at the wrong person. But as much as we're dealing with enemies in China and in just the overall Chinese Communist Party, we're dealing with domestic enemies, folks. We're dealing with traitors posing as patriots. We're dealing with the tech left that's allied with China. We're dealing with the deep state that for whatever reason has a hard on to take America down and rape her dry and kill her afterwards and choke her to death. And I mean, again, I can sit here and show you all the news, show you what's coming. Bill Gates admitting that he wants to vaccinate 7 billion people, but that he wants legal cover in case it goes terribly wrong. I mean, yeah. I mean, like, hi, I'm Bill Gates. I create and solve viruses. By the way, I want to give you a vaccine, but I want legal protection in case it goes horribly wrong. Like, see, we're so far down the river, folks. Look, in normal times, I'm not saying this should be what happens. I'm just saying, in normal times, somebody tries to do that. Some stranger comes to your local community and says, hey, I want to put a foreign substance in all of your bodies, and I want some sort of legal protection that if you all die from it, well, you can't come after me. Yeah. That person would be lucky to leave town with their head on their shoulders. And hey, you know what? It's a good thing in some restraints that we're more domesticated towards one another and we're not just war creatures 24/7 foaming at the mouth. Hey, that's a good thing. We live in civilized society. The bad thing is some of us are so far removed from that. Some of us, that is such a foreign thought and feeling, we don't even know what we're doing with it. And so it just kind of festers. And it either becomes dormant or it gets misdirected, which is what they're doing right now with all the Trump hate. And so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put up the phone line because I just don't know how else I can say this to you. Is it not more obvious than ever that we've had almost every branch of our government infiltrated by enemies? I mean, the media, tech companies, I mean, like, and because we never deal with these people, because we never, it's like the bully that keeps bullying kids. Well, until someone goes up to the bully and smacks him in the mouth, the bully's not going to stop. And so that's what we're doing. We just keep dealing with the same people until one of them gets popped in the mouth or arrested. They're never going to stop. They're just going to keep getting worse. And now here we are, folks. They're saying, don't expect the shutdown to end. Just what a joke, man. I mean, what a joke. Americans have just, it's just pathetic. But there's going to be a break in this. I mean, this is not going to go on forever. I just, when it breaks, when the thing blows up and it begins, I just want people to know what to do. I want people to know who the enemy is. And ultimately, the power is in you. Ultimately, the decision is in you. Ultimately, you are your own hero. You have to take care of yourself. But we have to consciously, as a country, say, we're sovereign citizens. The government has no right to shut down my business or fine me for operating a business. And that's just stage one. That's just stage one. But if we don't even have the courage to do that, we're not going to have the courage to stand up for the Second Amendment. We're not going to have the courage to stand up for the First Amendment. We're not going to have the courage to stand up for forced vaccinations. We're already seeing all of it, folks. So it's like, we better grasp our pearls now and get some of that courage, or it's going to be a major falling out.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show. This broadcast contains subject matter that may offend liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
Okay. I'm going to put out the phone number here. Try to hit some of these headlines before we start taking your calls. It's just, it's a weird thing. It's like if, what's the analogy? I mean, it's kind of a hot tub analogy, but it's not really. But it's like, you know, if you're about to get in a hot tub and, you know, it's cold out, you kind of dip your toe in first, check the temperature, and then it's like confirmed, like, oh, this is really hot. It's like, oh, that's confirmation. This is really hot tub. So then you're kind of like, all right, I got to go in, though. and you slowly get on, and you know you're going to take the heat, but it's that's the decision you made. It's like I know we're on to something big here with the fake Twitter accounts and all the people continuing to push the corona hoax, and there's, I mean, folks, we've been so infiltrated by China, I don't even know how to really designate it. We've been so infiltrated by deep state anti-American commies, I don't even know how to properly lay it out to you. But I'm telling you right now, man. Here's all I'm going to say. I said, last week was the week where people have to decide, do you want to reopen or continue to shut down? They didn't. They continued to play both sides of the ball. Now here we are this week, and they're still continuing to do that. We should have already reopened the economy. So where does this end, folks? No end in sight. The only thing that we have an end in sight is America. If they crash our economy, people will be begging for anything. If it's the UN, if it's China, if it's whoever, anything that will make them not starving and poor. I'm sorry. It's just, like I said, folks, it's just, I know we're about to dive into scalding hot water. And so I just need to just. And we're going to open up the phone lines to get your take on all this. I'm just fed up. I'm fed up with all the pussyfooting. I'm fed up with all the cowardly Americans out there posing as tough guys, telling you to stay inside, fear-mongering you over a virus. I'm done, man. I'm done. Put up or shut up. If you're afraid of the virus and you think it's the most deadly thing ever, then say, I want the government shut down and I want you to stay home. Say that. Mark your territory, cowards. See, they won't do it because they know this is going to kill the economy. They know this is going to crush America. But they want to hedge and be on both sides so that they can't get blamed for the deaths because they're still afraid of the media. These people live in fear. I don't live in fear. Sorry. See, I'm already doing it. All right. Number 877-789-2539, 877. Let's go first-time callers or healthcare workers, 877-789-2539. First-time callers or healthcare workers or anybody that is specifically has some sort of important information about what they're seeing with the coronavirus pandemic hoax. 877-789-2539. It's weird. It's kind of like the guy who talks about, you know, if you're a baseball player, like the ultimate dream is to be up bottom nine, World Series, down by two, two runners on, two outs, two strikes, fastball down the plate, home run. Like that's the ultimate like baseball dream. Like it's like, what is the ultimate fighting tyranny dream? Like what is the ultimate patriot dream of taking down tyrants? Like this is it, dude. You can't even walk into a damn room in a federal building or in Washington, D.C. without swinging hands and hitting a Chinese commie or some anti-American scum. It's like, that's the Patriots' dream. But no, we're all too afraid now. We're all locked down now. Something's got to give. Now, I can barely focus today. Or I'm too focused, I can't even do this properly. Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, InfoWars has told you about everything we're seeing today, years ago, everything, to a T. In fact, that's why some people are like, yeah. It's like, oh, yeah, Schroer must be FBI. Like, It's like, Schroer's so accurate. It's like, Jones has to be deep state. He must be a spy. How did he know all of this was coming? Like, It's like, we show you the documents. We show you the news. We show you the developments. It's like, they'll never have drag queen story time for kids. It's like, oh, really? They're shoving it down your kid's throat now. Pun not intended. Okay. It's like, that,
That Jones says they're going to use a bioweapon to take down the West. Yeah. Okay, kook. 2020, coronavirus, end America. It's like, oh, well, he knew that because he must be a deep state agent.
It doesn't get more real than this. In fact, we're so raw and we're so real, it's almost like we suck. It's like because we're not professional, like because we don't have like the nip tuck, like perfect frame and perfect hair and perfect graphics and the perfect narrative and everybody talking the same and oh, we're not totally controlled. It's like because we're so free, because we're so grassroots, because we're so real, people can't even believe it. It's like a, I don't even want to say it, but you know, it's like a big busty woman whose breasts are so big, nobody believes they're real. Like that's InfoWars. It's like, we're real, you know, like, yeah, take a ride. But it's like, we're so real, we're so organic, we're so grassroots. It's like, you can't even believe it. It's like, there's no way something's that good. But we are, folks. And again, guess what? See, and here's what you need to realize. What is the biggest difference between InfoWars and literally everybody else? We have no corporate sponsors, ladies and gentlemen. Almost every corporate sponsor in some way, shape, or form has ties to China. Ah, see? See how that works? We don't have any of that, folks. We have you. We have you. We have you, and we have the fuel pump of InfoWarsStore.com. Nobody else goes there to pump our fuel except you. And by God, you have been a miracle worker, because here we are, still in orbit, smashing globalist narratives, firing away at all cylinders, nonstop around the clock, expanding in the face of this censorship, thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, see, I want to sit here and tell you about all the great supplements and tell you about the coffee and tell you about Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock, 50% off that I drink every morning, and Winter Sun Plus Vitamin D supplement, 50% off, but I'm so enraged. I'm up here like a Tasmanian devil spinning like a top. I can't even really focus and tell you how great these supplements are. Because I just sound like it's just like the same channel of energy, just like total rage. It's like, but I have to draw back. Hey, look, I take Vitamin Mineral Fusion every morning. Perfect way to start the day. Tastes great. Mix it with some purified water and the water filter at InfoWarsStore.com. I knock back about 10 pills. Most of the supplements come from InfoWarsStore.com. The DNA Force Plus, the Real Red Pill, the Extendawise. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. And so, like, what a perfect formula. And now notice this. Not only, they've already attacked us as a news organization. Notice how they're going after us now because of how great our supplements are. Folks, these people don't, it's like, our news is next level. Our supplements are next level. They don't want you to be next level. They want you stuck on this level. InfoWars wants to take all of us to the next level with InfoWarsStore.com, making it possible.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Here we go. Here we go. I can already tell you, we're about to get powerful callers. I can already tell you right now, the callers lined up are powerful. The force is strong. The force is strong. I do have Clown World PD episode 2 coming up. Spaced on that one, guys, didn't I? I needed to go check that in the break. Too busy focusing on some other things. Here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to try my best to get through all this news, but I promise you, third hour, no matter what, I'm taking all your calls. I'll probably get to one or two here, but I'm letting the crew just get all the calls lined up because I don't like them trying to switch callers on and off while they're still aggregating them. So I'm going to let them fill up the board with all your names, and then we're going to get to the calls. But let me just put one more thing out there. I'm noticing something. I have this strange habit of noticing things and wanting to tell you about it. Christians are not being allowed to worship or go to service. They're being fined. Jews are not being allowed to worship or go to service or have a gathering or a funeral or a wedding. They're being fined. Now, what is missing from this? Oh, Muslims. Has anyone seen a Muslim prayer get shut down? Has anyone seen a group of Muslims gathering get shut down in Europe or America? No, I haven't. Isn't that... Now, do you think they're not worshiping? Do you think they're not bowing and praying to Allah? No, of course they are. See, but they are allowed to do whatever they want now because of political correctness, which, think about this, and I swear this will be my final off-the-cuff point for you to think about, but it really sums up where we're at here, folks. Why have we entered this strange, I don't even know what you want to call it, period of time or notion, but where we have to be totally tolerant of everything and anything Muslim in the name of political correctness as not to offend Muslims? Why have we done this, folks? Because 9/11 was a hoax blamed on Muslims. And we all know it. And so we never really crossed that threshold of admitting how 9/11 was a staged event, an inside job, and then we used Osama bin Laden as the straw man, boogeyman, to start a never-ending war and terror in the Middle East to control the oil pipelines and central banks and all that activity. See, we never came out. Oh, Muslims are immune, they say, so they can continue their mosque prayer council. Yeah, okay. All right. Yeah, okay. No, folks, I'm telling you this. Like, see, this is the biggest problem in our society is we never deal with issues. We only deal with the symptoms, and then we prescribe something that doesn't cure the actual disease. And this is the perfect example. We never actually came out as a society and said, you know what, we wronged Muslim people by blaming Muslims for 9/11 and then blowing up half of the Muslim world. We never corrected that. We never came out. We never made a thing about that. We just all finally kind of accepted it subconsciously and then said, yeah, we feel bad for destroying half the Muslim world in the Middle East. And so, and we know that we probably lied about the whole Muslim terror thing with Osama bin Laden. He was actually a CIA agent. So we feel kind of bad about that. So in Europe and in America, we're just going to give you guys carte blanche to do whatever the hell you want. Okay, will you forgive us, please? Of course, they're not going to forgive us. They're still going to have war against the way of life, our way of life. But see, because we never crossed that threshold of identifying the actual disease, we just deal with the symptoms. And so Muslims come in, they get treated with as special class, and we don't say boo because we feel bad for starting all the wars in the Middle East that we didn't actually start. And the same people that did start them are the same people bringing them in to cause a clash of civilization. So that's why you're not going to see any Muslim mosques or anything get shut down, but you'll see Christians and Jews told they can't worship because we all feel bad for the Muslims now. Because we just bombed their countries, half the Muslim world, into bejeebies for 20 years over a fake attack on 9/11. Now, speaking of 9/11, get ready for this. I guarantee you by next week, this talking point comes out. More dead from coronavirus than 9/11. Coronavirus more deadlier than 9/11, especially in New York. And then they may wittingly or unwittingly realize that's going to force us into war with China. Or they're going to blame Trump for it. Ah. So now Trump is responsible for a deadly event bigger than 9/11. Get ready for that. That's their next narrative. Now, again, folks, I'm going to take all your calls in the entire third hour. Once we finish aggregating these, I'm not going to have you guys waiting for half an hour. I'm going to start plugging away first thing next hour. But please remember InfoWarsStore.com. And that's how it's all possible. And it's important, not just so I can come on here and flap my gums. And, you know, half the time it's probably revelatory. The other half, it's just me being redundant, flapping my gums, maybe motivating you. But see, this next hour, when we take all your calls, this is the key intel. This is the human intel. This is the most powerful segment, I think, of the War Room. Yeah, I can come on here and rant and rave and motivate and be an example. But when we do real human intelligence over the phone lines, it doesn't get more groundbreaking than that. We break news taking calls here, folks. And we will do it again today, I bet you. Now, let me just do a news blitz here to the best of my abilities in 4 minutes. Kentucky governor announces state will record license plate information of church attendees on Easter.
Wow.
That's right. A Democrat governor. They literally put your license plate on record in Kentucky if you went to church this weekend, and they will force you to quarantine for 2 weeks if they see you. Now, if that doesn't piss you off, I'm going to go spit in your eye, because that probably won't piss you off either. Oh, Bill Gates is pessimistic on reopening schools. Oh, isn't that nice for him? Because he gets to put out his Microsoft Zoom technology, which then overtakes the classroom. And then you won't be allowed to be in the Microsoft Zoom classroom unless you take the Bill Gates vaccine. Oh, yes, little daddy Bill Gates is not the devil at all. Group sues for more robust North Carolina voter roll cleanup. Okay, now see, this is another one of those stories I should do an entire 3-hour broadcast on, folks. I mean, like, this is so everything that they're trying to do right now. Why are the Democrats pushing for mail-in voting ahead of the 2020 election? Well, they know they can't beat Trump without cheating. But maybe they can get away with cheating without actually being caught cheating. What am I talking about? Let's look at North Carolina as a case. North Carolina has over 1 million registered voters that are inactive on the voting rolls. How many of those do you think were about to mail in a vote for Joe Biden in 2020? 1 million? Yeah, guaranteed. And so that's why Judicial Watch is suing not just North Carolina, but all these other states to get rid of their voter rolls of inactive voters. Because, folks, I'm telling you, as sure as I have hair on my ass, the Democrats are trying to steal every unregistered vote. Right now, they're getting all the logs, they're getting the voter logs, they're finding out who is inactive, and they're already getting their mail-in ballots ready to go, 100% guaranteed. And that is why they pushed it into the stimulus bill. And they've been doing it for years, but they're going full bore now. How the hunt for the coronavirus could go horribly wrong. What? But Bill Gates was on CNBC telling us how the whole world needs to be vaccinated. 7 billion vaccines, says Bill Gates, who, by the way, will be making them himself. As if he doesn't have enough money, that rat. And then, oh my gosh. And then Bill Gates says, but wait, I need legal protection in case the vaccines don't work right and people die. So I can't be sued for murder, even though I'm a murderer. Yeah. Tyson Foods suspend work at Iowa facility. Rob Dude just brought me this whole thing. Just all these meat companies, pork companies, all these meat companies are now shutting down. Now, what did I tell you last week, folks? Again, and it was totally confirmed by the callers. I don't just say this crap. I told you we have about 2 to 4 weeks until everything is shut down. No more supply, no more food. We'll be out. If we don't reopen by May, guess what? May will come around. You'll go to the grocery store and there won't be water. There won't be chicken. There won't be food. And now it's all happening. Well, of course, the food production, of course, they're shutting down. They have nowhere to ship the food. Drivers entering Utah will need to complete an online travel declaration. So now you have to fill out an online request if you want to travel state lines. Chicago hides names of released prisoners from police. Oh my gosh! Why are Democrats releasing all these prisoners from jail and then not even telling you their name? De Blasio's doing it. Chicago's doing it. Folks, they're releasing their cronies. They're releasing their friends. And if you don't think for 1 second they've got rapists and killers in there under their employ that they will stick on people tomorrow, you don't know how dirty these people are that we're dealing with. I guarantee you Democrats have released their operatives from MS-13 out of prisons to start doing their dirty work.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is The War Room
with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. I am obviously in a certain kind of mood today, but I do have a lighthearted side to me during all of this. And what I did was I started a little short series called Clown World PD, because that's where we're at. And all of these people that are supporting this need to take a look in the mirror for what they're promoting, and that is the Clown World PD. So here is episode 2 featuring Deputy Honko in Clown World PD.
There's a global pandemic happening. The CDC and WHO say trillions could die. Not on my watch. This is Clown World PD. Tough guys think they can break quarantine in the middle of a global pandemic. Not on my watch.
Deputy Honko from the Clown World PD. Do you guys have your essential papers on you?
If I catch you out on the streets during quarantine without a mask, gloves, or social distancing, I'm gonna have to take you down.
I need you 6 feet apart. 6 feet. What are you guys doing out here? You're spreading a virus. 6 feet. I'm gonna have to call this in. I need you guys to leave right here.
And if there's one thing that I can't stand, that's somebody who leaves their home without their papers.
Yeah, we've got a couple of disobedient citizens here. We're gonna have to take them down.
This is Clown World PD, where you're never free.
Clown World PD, let me see your papers.
You guys have your essential papers?
Hey! Hey! Hey!
All right, ladies and gentlemen, so there you go. Clown World PD Episode 2. Because somebody has to show these people what they're calling for. And by the way, when we cut these Clown World PD stuff, it was before you even saw the police dragging people from their feet out of trains, coming up harassing people in church parking lots. It's just, I saw that's where it was going. So I was like, hey, let's make a practical joke about this so that people can look in the mirror about what they're actively promoting. So again, this is what I'm saying, because we'll go into any battle, you know, whether we have, 100% of America has our back or 1% of America has our back. Like, we're going into this battle headlong. But before it's like no return, I just want all the people that are promoting this shutdown, lockdown, and promoting this whole Clown World response to this, I want them to take a look in the mirror at what it is they're promoting. They're promoting the Clown World PD. They're promoting martial law. They are promoting the complete collapse of America's economy and society. Okay? So, hey, I get it. You want to be part of the panic team and you feel like you're on the winning team if you go along with the coronavirus hoax. I get it. You want to hedge your bets because you're a coward. I get it. That's on you. But there's going to come a point in time where America is going to have to decide who's on your side. And I just want people to know where the lines are drawn, because we don't need, you know what? How do I explain it? We don't want to be misled, but it's beyond just being misled. We want to know who is on the side of American freedom and who is not. And I understand a lot of people looking at President Trump like, hey, this is all happening during his administration. This is happening under his watch. Are you not looking at Trump? Are you not wondering what's up with that? Oh, I'm 100% wondering what's up with that. But I see the larger picture, and I can see how Trump is actually the ultimate target. Because America was always the ultimate target. The problem is Trump just stepped in front of them and is now like a roadblock. So as soon as they destroy Trump, that's when they figure we can get America. See, Trump isn't the enemy of America. Now, he's measuring these things, and we may disagree with his measurements, but he is the obstacle into the total destruction of America. To trust me, I'm not telling you to trust InfoWars. If anything, I'd say don't trust anyone. To be honest, that's kind of the way I approach things, quite frankly. But I am saying trust your instincts, trust your gut, trust yourself, and knowing the truth and the reality, it's a lot easier to do that. So that's why I try to deliver that. Okay, now Cobra Kyle here said it right before the break, and I had that I had that same notion heading into the weekend, and then just, you know, diving back into the news, I kind of diverted from it just to give you the news coverage. But it really does feel like a return of the Jedi type of moment right now. And watching President Trump devastate the media right now during his press conference. By the way, folks, he's not on the mic. He's playing clips of all the media downplaying the virus, and he's smiling and laughing about it. Woo! Yeah! Suck on that! Now, who's next? Is Fauci next? Is Birx next? I think so, because Birx is looking at this right now like she had no idea it was coming. Oh, your little cohorts in the media that want America to die have been fully exposed? Oh, that's too bad. And now Dr. Fauci is backing, forthing, and flipping and flopping because he knows he's next. That fraud, that globalist eugenicist, Anthony Fauci, is about to be exposed. Or maybe Trump's just saying, hey, look, I just exposed the media. I'll expose you next, Fauci. You know what Fauci rhymes with? Fauci, Nazi. Nazi, Fauci. Nazi Fauci. It has a nice ring to it, doesn't it? Nazi Fauci. I wonder if Fauci's daddy came over here as part of Operation Paperclip with the rest of the Nazis. Fauci, Nazi. Fauci, Nazi. Bill Gates, Nazi. See, they all probably work with Nazis, folks, during Operation Paperclip. That's where they're all friends with Prescott Bush in their ancestry. But so now Fauci's flip-flopping. Oh, well, I didn't call for this. Well, I did call for this. Well, I don't even know anymore. Here's an idea, Fauci. Go hide in a hole and never come out. I'm going to stop right there because I'm going to take your calls. Folks, remember InfoWarsStore.com, the best coffee on the planet. I'm about to be finished with my second cup. I probably shouldn't have a third, but I will anyway because it's so good. The Wake Up America coffee at InfoWarsStore.com. My favorite coffee in the world. The best coffee while you're working. A smooth blend gives you clean energy. Fully organic Patriot Blend coffee at InfoWarsStore.com. Get it before it runs out, folks. That's not even saying that I have any information that we're running low. It's just, you see the way trends are going, folks. Just stock up on your Patriot Blend coffee. Stock up on it. In fact, I mean, you've seen what they've done with some of our products, not letting us sell them. I won't go too deep into that for obvious reasons, but it's kind of like you're going to wish you stocked up on a lot of these products from InfoWarsStore.com. Now, we're monitoring Trump at the podium during the coronavirus task force. He looks like he's on fire, but I don't want to keep everybody holding. We've already hit the half hour mark on some of these calls, so I don't want to keep you holding. So let's start it off with... who's been holding the longest? I have to go through with my eyes, do the eye test, and then it's that. And then it is Reggie, first-time caller in Alaska. Go ahead, Reggie.
Hi, Owen. Thanks for taking my call. A big supporter of the InfoWars store. Love it.
Thank you.
I got an important question, though. Now, 5G is Space Force. Space Force is 5G. Why are you guys promoting Space Force and 5G? I mean, Trump is pumping trillions into 5G, yet denouncing it. What? I'm confused here.
Well, what exactly are you talking about? Space Force is 5G. What does that mean?
Heard it on your show on InfoWars during Alex's show that 5G is Space Force. I mean, well, satellites aren't up in space pew-pew-pewing each other. It's 5G. Space Force is 5G. And so I'm just confused because I hear you guys promoting Space Force all the time, and that's promoting 5G.
Okay, well, look, I don't want to do, like, name games with you. I don't promote Space Force here at all. So if other people are promoting Space Force, you can talk to them about that. We sell T-shirts that say Space Force. I like the T-shirts. It's a cool T-shirt. It's a popular T-shirt. I think the concept of Space Force is cool, having people in space. I think but as far as Space Force is 5G, what does that mean?
Well, I heard it on your show.
Heard that on my show, so I don't know who said that. What are you talking about, Space Force is 5G? Is Space Force launching 5G satellites? Is that what they're doing? I've never seen that.
Well, I heard it on InfoWars. And
okay, look, Reggie, I'm just saying, we have 10 hours, 12 hours, 40 hours of content a day. I mean, so I never said Space Force is launching 5G. So I don't know what you're talking about. If you know something about that, then let me know.
Well, it just makes sense. I mean, but not only that, but there's another thing about Trump that doesn't make sense. How is he smart enough to get elected, but so stupid that he leaves all the deep staters in place and still does to this day?
Now, that's a fair question. My mind is wrapped just as much around that as possible. So he's either such next level genius that he just figured, oh, I'll fight these people and they're slowly expose themselves one by one, which they are. And I think we're at like tier two right now with Bill Gates and Fauci. And we'll see what happens on tier one. But look, there's fair questions out there about Trump. I'm not discounting that at all. I think we're all scratching our heads here saying, look, the man I elected to put people like Fauci in jail. So I understand completely where you're coming from on that. And I've said it again. Donald Trump is either the Dark Knight or he's the Dark Prince. You know, so I'm in it just as much as you are, Reggie. But as far as Space Force 5G, I'm not reporting on Space Force launching 5G. So I just simply can't answer that. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Ahmed, first time caller in New York. Go ahead, Ahmed.
Owen, I just wanted to say that I feel like you guys should start leading a movement and basically don't feel so down. I feel that you guys are stressed out at the desk, and I don't think that you guys should be stressed out because there's a lot of people locked up in their houses right now that are going through the same mentally and spiritually that you guys are preaching every single day, and you guys are backing up a lot of facts, and it's actually exposing a lot, and you guys should never put your head down for that. But I understand the frustrations that you guys go through day in and day out, and probably I can't even imagine how much goes behind the scenes. But I just feel like, honestly, that that you guys should lead a movement because you guys already launched the movement of truth. So at this point, I feel like we will back you up as a nation because there's people locked inside their houses and they're not with the mainstream media. They are watching.
Yes,
you.
But Ahmed, what are you suggesting? Because here's the movement that I launched last week, and I'll call for it again. Open your businesses. Go back to work. Sell whatever it is you sell. Open your business. Open your gym. Open your restaurant. Open. That's the movement. Look, we can all go march on D.C. a million times, and people are planning marches. But what does that do in the long run? It's that the movement is people opening their businesses. The movement is people refusing this lockdown. That's the movement, Ahmed.
Fine, Owen. You understand, like, people are waiting on a stimulus check and loans that J.P. Morgan's not even giving out to people that are customers of Chase. And they're playing games back and forth. My mom, she owns a business on First Ave and 11, and she can't even get a loan right now because J.P. Morgan is holding out on her. And I can imagine how many other people are going through the same thing. And I understand you got to stay on the phone and all this. But if you open up, people can't afford $25,000 fines.
So don't pay the fines.
Can that really happen, though? Think about it.
Can the government really tell you can't open your business and to stay home? No, but they do that.
Yo, Cuomo's doing right now.
But so that's my point. So what? When do we decide to take the power back? It's when we decide, yeah, I'm not paying your fine, and I'm opening my business. That's the movement. That's the march.
Movement. But that's not fair for my parents to have to pay fines. You know, I want to be.
Again, don't pay them. Look, I get it. This is complex. So, what do you want me to do? Let's say I organize a 10 million man march on D.C. Then what happens?
Same thing as you. We're never against the side of you guys. Trust me. But we don't know how to do it. And I feel like.
No, but that's my point is, though, Ahmed, that's my point is we do know how to do it. We're not doing it. We're not taking our power back. We're looking for resources. The power's us.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Well, Michelle Obama is out here promoting the illegal voting, the vote-by-mail scheme the Democrats are about to launch. Folks, has it never been more obvious who these people are? What a joke. Okay, let's go to the clip before we go back to the callers here. Here's President Trump moments ago playing the video clip of the media downplaying the coronavirus outbreak while he was trying to shut the borders with China. Here it is.
He did it pretty late. I mean, you know, like at 11 o'clock in the evening or something. You know, it's pretty late. Anyway, so Joe Biden issued, and it's one of those things. But in February, Nancy Pelosi said we should come to Chinatown. This is late February.
Ooh.
Come to Chinatown. We think it's very safe. Come here. Let's all have the big parade. Ooh. Chinatown parade. Probably referring to San Francisco. And that's it. But I took this action early. And so the story in the New York Times was a total fake. It's a fake newspaper, and they write fake stories. And someday, hopefully in 5 years when I'm not here, those papers are all going out of business because nobody's going to want to read them. But now they like them because they write about me.
But they're not about making money. They're owned by billionaires to control information.
We have a few clips that we're just going to put up. We could turn the lights a little bit lower. I think you'll find them interesting. And then we'll answer some questions. I'll ask you some questions because you're so guilty, but forget it. But most importantly, we're going to get back onto the reason we're here, which is the success we're having. Okay? Please, you can put it on. Thank you.
People should be more concerned right now with the flu in this country.
A lot of people are concerned about the coronavirus because they're hearing a lot of news about it right now. But the reality is, comparing it to the flu, for example, it's not even close to being at that stage.
What if it is worse? Is this a moment where maybe countries put politics aside, a little bit of pride aside, and do we have U.S. officials? Should U.S. professionals such as yourself get involved?
How worried should Americans be about coronavirus?
That was Fauci on
with
Hannity, by the way.
Coronavirus is not going to cause a major issue in the United States.
Telling you, that was a warning to Fauci. All right, so pull it down. Folks, I'm telling you, the wars going on right now between China, the United States, the deep state, and Trump, it's almost impossible to sit here and try to paint an accurate picture. It's just it's just unbelievable. Let me go back to the calls. And by the way, I like spirited callers calling in, not necessarily on the same page as me. It makes for good conversation. We don't shy away from that. But let's go back out to the callers here. Let's go to Tony, another first-time caller in New York. Go ahead, Tony.
Hey, Owen. So I think the federal and local governments are losing the narrative because whenever they get to a point where they don't know what to say, they just say racist. And now they're saying that the virus is racist because it's targeting minorities at a higher level than the average public. And it's just really ridiculous. And what I really wanted to get to was if you get like an overhead shot or something in my city, in Rochester, where I'm from, there was a triple shooting over the weekend. And you just type in Rochester, New York, Clifford Ave Vigil. And there was like 200 people on the corner. In a bad neighborhood, and they're all celebrating this guy's life who got taken away. And the mayor Warren just came out and stood up for the people, 200 people on the corner, all celebrating this kid's life. And it's okay for them to all congregate and not social distance. And the mayor said, as long as they're peacefully gathering, then we don't have a problem with it. But if there's one guy in the park, then he gets arrested and you're not allowed to do that. But if you're in the inner city and you're wilding out and shooting people, then you're allowed to congregate.
Which is just a display that they're still playing politics with this, which just shows you they're not really thinking about a virus. The whole thing is about politics.
Exactly. And I just think that they're losing the narrative because they
they've lost the narrative. That's why you're going to start seeing more hoaxes coming out. You're going to start seeing double the amount of hoaxes, fake Twitter accounts, fake videos, fake people dying. I'm not even kidding you. I mean, that's what's next, folks. They're already re-airing known hospital footage from Italy claiming it's New York. So they're doubling up on the entire hoax, folks. This is the battle for the future. I mean, they're talking about trillions of dollars at stake here and their heads in a guillotine.
We could use this for us though, because if they're going to let 200 people in the inner city gather like that, they can't stop us all. So I think it's only a matter of time before we all just say screw it.
That's my point that I was getting into the other caller with. I mean, I can't sit here and get into the logistics of each personal situation. It's a simple answer. And again, I'm just telling you not to pay the fines because it's illegal. That's what I'm saying. And it's like, I get it. Oh, people are afraid of the fines. People are afraid of getting arrested. People are afraid of catching the virus. Well, if you're going to live in fear, then you're going to die in fear. Okay? I choose neither. Thank you so much for the call, Tony. Let me just do a quick news blitz here because he just talked about something very key. But look at this information. U.S. government gave $3.7 million grant to Wuhan lab that experimented on coronavirus. Fauci was a part of that. Obama helped it go down. China imposes restriction on research into the origin of coronavirus. Oh, yeah, because they know where it came from. And now China is banning black people from going out on the streets. That's right, folks. China bans black people from hotels, apartments, and restaurants. Surely nothing new. The racism of China has always been there. Wuhan rent protest shows unrest brewing in China after lockdown. So now China's reopening all their cities because the people are standing up to it, more so than the American people, if you can believe that. And by the way, how do you explain this deadly virus that is so contagious staying in Wuhan, not spreading to Beijing, not spreading to Shanghai, but makes it all the way across the world to New York, where it's now had its most deadly impact? Explain that. How does it go to Milan, but doesn't spread in China? Huh. Isn't that odd? But don't ask that question. New data shows U.S. companies are definitely leaving China. Well, this is probably too little too late, but we'll see if that happens. Dutch towers damaged by 5G protesters. People continue to burn down the towers. What Dr. Fauci has coming. Basically, folks, it's Trump retweeting Fire Fauci, and they're panicking that their head fake scientist Fauci, I guess, who does TV interviews, no actual science, is being exposed. Sewage shows hundreds more people have COVID-19. So, yeah, people, folks, again, COVID is the most easy flu / cold bug to test for. And it's like everybody would have it. It's in your microbiome. And so that's why they chose this one to cause the panic, because you can be tested for it. And then they use the fear that you're going to die from it. So then people get the flu and they think they're going to die. So they go to the hospital. Then they put them on a ventilator and then they die, because that's what happens to them on ventilators. Or they, by the way, and I told you this one too about the hydroxychloroquine. Again, from research, but small chloroquine study stopped after irregular heartbeats detected in subject. I told you, it's known to have cardiovascular issues. That's why they're saying it's not a be-all, end-all. You had the Minnesota Fed say the U.S. may face 18 months of rolling shutdowns. Well, just say America's dead at that point. Just say there is no America anymore. It's not, oh, we'll have rolling shutdowns. It's, oh, no, America's dead. Bill Gates is in charge now. USS Theodore Roosevelt sailor dies from coronavirus. And what did I say about that? I'm telling you, folks, there's a whole nother story going on in the Navy and with that ship. Guarantee it. Guarantee it. And it's so bad, I'm even afraid to say it, to be honest with you. But I told you, if the spread is inevitable on that Navy ship, and now it's docked, now China's going in the South China Sea, oh boy, we'll be right back with your calls.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Give me liberty
or give me death.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
This is incredible, folks. Trump is just bitch slapping the fake news media left and right. Just, and so CNN and MSNBC have now said Trump is releasing propaganda during his press briefing, and they cut away. This is incredible, man. So the tide is definitely turning against the fake news media and this coronavirus panic-demic that they have made sure shut the American economy down. And Trump is not relenting at all. But this is the antithesis. I have Fox and Fox Business pulled up here. They've stayed. CNN and MSNBC have cut away. Is this the beginning of them not airing President Trump anymore, knowing that he is the... See, folks, that's what I'm telling you. Like, the reason why they won't air President Trump is because they're literal foreign propaganda agents. Do you get it? They don't want you to hear from Americans. They don't want you to hear from the American president. They are foreign operatives, traitors. And they know it. So, of course, an anti-American foreign propaganda agency is going to not air the president of the United States. Of course they're going to ban Mike Cernovich's documentary hoax. Of course they're going to ban anything and everything InfoWars across the entire spectrum of their social media. Of course they're going to ban Steve Bannon and Raheem Kassam's war room. Of course they're going to ban all that. Those are American transmissions. We're in a time of war. We're sharing intelligence. We're getting lined up. We're deciding what to do politically. And they're shutting it all down because they're your enemy. You are in a time of war. I know it's hard to understand. I know it's hard to sink in. I know it's hard to fathom or comprehend. I know it's hard to decide what to do. But you better realize it and you better act accordingly. See, and it's just like, I'm going to just stop right there and go back to your phone calls because I'm going to end up ranting and raving and I want to take these calls. They've been amazing. So let's go to Gerald, first time caller in Arkansas. Go ahead, Gerald.
You're pretty well on target. I just have one question. Now, we've talked about this. If why doesn't Alex get with Professor Boyle and request a private meeting with Trump and spell it out for him what has really happened here, that this is all a deep state thing with Obama and the Chinese to bring this country down because nothing else has worked, but this is working.
My best answer, Gerald, my best answer, which is informed, but not, I mean, there's obviously other angles, but my best answer is that there are people in the White House and there are people around Donald Trump who are shutting it all down. They're stopping these transmissions from getting to him. They're stopping the word of Francis Boyle. They're stopping the word of Shiva Ayadu Ray. They're stopping the word of Cyrus Parsa. They're stopping the word of Alex Jones. They're stopping InfoWars. They're all around him. They're filters. They're filtering anything and everything Trump can have, and they're deceiving him in the information they deliver. That is the best answer I can give to that question, Gerald.
The people to not let things stop them. Well, why would Alex and Boyle let it stop them? You get my point. I agree with what you're saying. So let's take it full force.
Well, you can't just get access to the president.
And Boyle go there in person. He's one everywhere else.
No, I hear you, man. Believe me. Like I said, if this information, if Trump would have acted on the information that InfoWars was reporting in all of 2016 and 17, we wouldn't be in this mess. The stock market, the Dow would be at 40,000 plus. I mean, it'd be a joke right now. But you see, there's enemies everywhere, folks. And even people that are actually pro-America and may not even realize what the hell's going on, they even hate InfoWars. So there's that element happening as well. Gerald, thanks for the call. Let's go to Sarah, first-time caller in California. Go ahead, Sarah.
Well, hello there. Wow, you've got me all cooked up here. I've watched since day one, by the way, when Alex and you first met, it seemed like online, and I knew you were going to be great, so congratulations on that. But I wanted to just touch on a couple things that I see here. A lot's going on, and for the live watched every day, InfoWars, War Room, et cetera, since 2015. And I'm an ad strategist. I actually went to La Jolla Academy of Advertising Arts. I've worked at three search engines, and I intentionally worked for Bill Gates in 2013 for the very division that he got slapped with an antitrust lawsuit and lost. And the reason I worked for him was to see exactly what this so-called medium kind of did. A Howard Hughes, he used to go into different areas and see what was good to buy and so forth. And I went into the internet before Google came online. I mean, before anyone who knew who Google was. I had to actually ask my son, because he's an AI guy. And I said, who's Google? Oh, he's for the, you know, blah, blah, blah. So I worked for three search engines. But what I found out when I was working for real names, that Nico Pop was is the engineer who built the platform for real names. And essentially, as an ad strategist, your idea is that you want to make a recommendation, because I'm media neutral, make a recommendation to your clients as to what vehicle is going to work with your message. And what I found with Bill Gates is that real names wasn't there for free market enterprise. Oh, no. It's fascistic. And that's why he got caught trying to steal the actual internet by ownership of the address bar, which is the most valuable real estate online. So you got a son of a bitch who's really trying to steal the internet, got caught, moved over to Oculus viruses through AR and VR. I had clients back in the day, or with the government in San Diego, with ad agencies, would bring a lot of the research and development.
Well, hold on, Sarah. I'm sorry. I just got to stop you there because you're unloading a lot. It's a lot to unpack. And if I'm having trouble comprehending it, I'm sure that the audience is as well. Now, when you're talking about ocular viruses, are you talking about, you're literally talking about the new technology where you basically like wear the television right in front of your eyes?
Okay, people, I think you guys would be a great contender for a war room tech talk. And when I worked, like I said, at three search engines, actually four, and for a dark site, which actually did the latent semantic indexing before analytics was in, and how analytics was in, and how they capitalized it on it before they offered to even to anybody. But what happens is the AI knowledge of the power of the AI, and this has helped thanks to your brain force, by the way. I had free time in 2015 and I saw what was going on. And I started to see really what was going on based on a lot of things. But okay, let me back up. Ocular viruses, we intake at 24 frames a second and the NASA telescope takes in 1,000 frames a second. So what happens is if you want to do slow motion, you increase the amount coming into the eye. So you do 60 frames a second. So at 1,000 frames a second, you're actually seeing planets birth, as you know, because you guys have written papers on it. Planets birth, and you actually see the death stars, et cetera, et cetera. So this AI has a competitive edge over humans that needs to be discussed, because what I found most helpful when working at these search engines is these tech talks, these roundtables. And it would just be at really high level. And you could sit in on it and leave, go in, come in, but they were consistent and people got it. Humans are brilliant. We have a plasma veil, and this virus, this nanotechnology that's microwave pulse activated by 5G, actually is in an envelope that.
Okay. Look, Sarah, I got to take other calls. You're unpacking a lot here, I know what you're getting to. I was going to kind of actually get into this with this new Marina Abramovic like virtual reality art that they're releasing with the Queen of the Satanists here. But basically, folks, they're going to take your ability to interact with other dimensions by giving you a false interdimensional experience with the Oculus, basically. That's the best I can get it. Sarah, I'm sorry, I got to take another call. I hope to hear from you again. Thank you so much for the call. Let's go to Eric in St. Louis. Go ahead, Eric.
Hey, Alan, how's it going, man? I'm all fired up today. Love the show, guys.
Thank you.
Just watching the news and Trump's just destroying them. I feel like I'm kind of living in that movie Demolition Man. Anyways, I have a couple of friends that work in healthcare field, and they're in charge of kind of pretty much sitting at like the drive-through corona testing tents every day. And it's insane. They're working 16 to 17 hours a day from morning to pretty much dusk out there. And I'm in St. Louis, you know, so I don't like, it's like the Midwest, maybe just being more rural, but they're only seeing like 3 or 4 cars a day. So I don't know where they're getting all these numbers from. And obviously we all know it's all coming online and everything here. And it's insane, man.
Well, every eyewitness account, Eric, thank you so much for this informed call. Every eyewitness account is the same thing, folks. No lines at the testing, no war zone in the hospitals. All we see out of hospitals is fake footage or some dance routine videos. So, I mean, they can sit here and fearmonger all they want. The truth is that it's not there.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Final segment here, and what comes to my desk? A video from the hospital war zone. No, not of busy nurses treating patients. Another choreographed dance routine. This is just a joke. I just can't believe Americans are putting up with this so willingly, going along with it in fear, and really just wanting to be a part of the winning team, which is the coronavirus. Yeah, I'm an American patriot, but I want to be on the coronavirus winning team, so stay inside. You know what? You can take your, I'm going to take your little coronavirus, shine it, twist it sideways. You know what? I'm just going to stop right there. Let's go back out to the phone calls. Let's go to Lana, first time caller in California. Go ahead, Lana.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you for calling. There? Yep. Loud and clear.
Okay, great. Thank you, Owen. And God bless InfoWars. Listen, I'm calling because I'm sick of this whole mess.
are sick of Trump. He's looking into things and getting...
Lana, hold up. I'm sorry, I'm having trouble hearing you. Are you on speakerphone or something? I'm getting a bad connection there.
Go to my phone. I'm sorry.
Okay, it's a little better now. Try it again.
Hear me now?
That's better.
Okay. Yeah, I was just calling because I'm angry. I just don't understand this thing. I'm done with this stupid pandemic crap. I'm done with it. I'm 67 years old and I don't even wear a mask. I'm telling you, I'm sick of it. I don't know what to do, but I'm tired of Trump. Why isn't he arresting these people that we know are traitors? Why aren't they? He started that little cute little picture that he had when he first got elected of putting Hillary and Obama and all those guys in behind bars. I remember that picture. And now we're 3.5 years down the road, and where are they? Oh, running free and taking over America. Why isn't he arresting them? I am so sick of hearing the talk. I want some action. And I don't understand why it can't happen.
I completely agree. I think a lot of thinking minds are asking themselves that question. If they're not, they're not thinking. And, you know, the funny thing about what you said there, too, you said you're a 67-year-old not wearing your mask. The irony behind this, I'm a proud millennial. I don't like all the hatred my generation gets. I think a lot of it is unwarranted. We were put in a lot of unforgiving circumstances. But I will say this. The people in my generation that are celebrating and going with this whole lockdown deal, these are really pathetic millennials. And I will be the first to step up and say these millennials are pathetic. Because you know who's not abiding by this? The boomers that you like to trash, the elderly that you claim you're trying to protect. No, these millennials are lazy bums who want to take time off and have the excuse to sit on their fat ass and watch Netflix all day, or to finally feel like they're a part of the coronavirus winning team hysteria. Like, ooh, I'm going to be part of the panic. I'm going to say panic. And then when everybody panics and everything shuts down, I'm part of the winning team. It's pathetic. Anything else, Lana?
I may. The gentleman that you spoke to that said, you know, I want to open my business, but I'm afraid I'm going to be fined and go to jail. I kind of have to agree with him because I've been a business owner myself. One person alone will be attacked and put in jail. If he is, then he loses his house and he loses his family. He has no protections because there's no laws for the common everyday person. For InfoWars, you have the protection of us. We support you. And I'll tell you right now, I can tell the globalists right now, if anything happens to InfoWars, they will have a movement like they have never seen. We protect you. And you protect us with information, and I so appreciate that, or we would have been taken over long ago if it hadn't been for InfoWars, that is for sure. But I'm warning the globalists, don't mess with InfoWars.
Well, they've done literally anything except literally storm into our doors and start shooting bullets into our heads. I mean, they've tried everything else to keep us off air, but thank God for the miracle of this audience keeping us on air. But, you know, as far as the issue with the paying the fines, I understand. I'm not trying to be insensitive. I said this 2 weeks ago. I said, look, people are going to have to make a sacrifice. I'm not trying to be insensitive or try to put people in a situation they can't win. I'm just saying I get people are afraid of the fines. I get people are afraid of all this crap. But so what are you going to do then? If you don't fight it, then it wins. And I understand it, but it's the same thing, folks. People are going to have to make sacrifices. Heroes are going to have to be born. Leaders are going to have to be made in this ordeal. That's just how these historical times go. But if nobody takes that step, if nobody takes that leap, then guess what? Nobody takes that step and you lose. Lana, thank you so much for the call. Lee, first time caller in Minnesota. Go ahead, Lee.
And hi, you are on fire and you couldn't be more right about us needing to step up for our own selves and stop waiting for daddy to show up to save us. Not going to happen. I'm going to spit this out real fast. Regarding testing, I think it's another way to backdoor getting a global library of our DNA. I think that these masks, people need to take this warning seriously, and I'm telling you this is a heavily licensed dental professional of over 40 years. These masks are creating more of a problem than they are helping. People need to look into it. I can cite an article for you to reference if you want me to elaborate on that. Lastly, I think this is worth looking into. Perhaps Dr. Boyle can go further with this. There was an article in Zero Hedge on February 12th that began with fungi attracted to radiation. It was regarding the Chernobyl stuff. One of the things that I wanted to point out in there, and this is regarding the higher rate to minorities and people of color with this, not only this virus, but cancers and stuff in general. it cites in this article that the pigmentation that is the melanin absorbs radiation and converts it into energies for growth, chemical energy for growth, which is a possible explanation of why the minority population is at such a higher risk.
Yeah, we found the article. So it's basically a mushroom that absorbs this poisonous radiation?
Correct.
That's incredible. Yep. Like mushrooms, it's like the whole thing with Mario, but like mushrooms are like unbelievable fungi that if it weren't for mushrooms, I mean, folks, the incredible power of chaga mushrooms and just fungus mushrooms. I mean, it's unbelievable. Thank you for that call, Lee. And by the way, what she said about the DNA testing, folks, if there is any proof of what she's talking about, it's in the fact that they claim they're testing you for coronavirus and they're not. They're just testing you for the flu. And then they swab up your nose. Folks, they don't have to do that. They don't have to do that. They wouldn't. If they wanted to test for coronavirus, they'd have you spit in a cup. If they wanted to test for the flu, they'd do a swab. But why are they going all the way up your nose with that swab? It's very, very suspicious. Thank you, Lee. And on that same topic of discussion, Shlomo, first time caller in Alabama, go ahead.
Hey, Owen.
Hey.
Can you hear me?
Yep, go ahead.
Great, thanks. I love the show, love the product. Just wanted to call about my wife. She had tested for coronavirus, and they took two swabs all the way up her nose, and one of them came back negative, and one of them came back positive.
The one that came back negative. Oh, yeah, they admit it's only like half, 50% accurate.
Yeah, they still gave her a stay-at-home order.
Yep.
The one that was negative was tested at the local hospital. The one that was positive was tested in Montgomery at the state capitol.
And it's my understanding that when they test, they do these testing, they can't even test for COVID-19. It's just COVID in general.
Yes, absolutely. I've heard that also. I also heard that O negative blood is less susceptible to the virus. Have you heard this?
Yeah, blood types I've heard, and there's all kinds of stuff. And that's a given. You know, people know about that with other health issues as well. So I'm sure it does tie into this. But again, you're not allowed to know that. Oh, and by the way, they tested, you guys, it was a hospital in Chicago, Rosemary Hospital or something. They tested all these coronavirus people. And, oh my gosh, what was the story? It was like, oh my gosh, now I forgot. It was like total bombshell. Oh, yeah, they tested all these people for coronavirus and they found that most people they tested didn't have coronavirus. They had the antibodies for coronavirus, meaning they already had it and beat it. But you won't see that on the mainstream news tonight. Let's squeeze Bart in Georgia. Bart, go ahead, make it quick.
Do you want to eat Thai food tonight, Owen? Do you have your passport? Because this is all a hoax, and I can prove it. But, you know, they have no right to stop me from going to Thailand on vacation.
Well, what about, it says they're checkpoints at Georgia-Florida line. So if you try to go to Florida, do they check your papers?
No, they're just saying that on the radio, but it's not happening.
Interesting.
But it's a psyop, so you won't do it.
Hmm. Well, if they wanted full control of all travel and commerce, the coronavirus has delivered just that, and I cannot believe Americans are going so willingly along. I really can't. Anything else, Bart?
The planes are still flying. They're selling tickets to international destinations. That's all I can say. So why do we at home?
Oh, flights from Wuhan are landing at Heathrow. It's a joke. Folks, I mean, I just can't believe it's like, now it's just like the end of the show. It's like, you know, it's like now it's just like I'm slap happy. It's like, what a joke. You people are believing all this hysteria, shutting down your lives, shutting down your freedoms. You're pathetic, man. That does it for today's War Room. Thanks to everybody for tuning in. We'll be back. I'm hosting the Alex Jones Show tomorrow. Harrison Smith hosting the War Room. No, Tom Papert hosting the War Room. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.